when I was in high school and college, you know, I felt like I was just kind of drifting through life without a purpose. And I did well in school, but for what? You know, why was I spending all that effort trying to get good grades? I couldn't answer that question. You know, it seemed like I was just going through the motions because that's what you're supposed to do. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in that same boat. You know, and sometimes people go after things that are fun or entertaining, you know, which might help for a little while, but it doesn't really give any lasting fulfillment. And sometimes people try to find some cause to devote themselves to, you know, whether it's their career or some political or environmental cause. And that may satisfy us on a superficial level or for a while. But again, it doesn't bring lasting fulfillment. You know, for me, that all changed when I was called to the priesthood. Because after I responded, you know, for the first time in my life, I knew what my purpose was for being here. You know, I knew what I was supposed to be doing and what I was supposed to be giving my life for. And suddenly, everything that I did had a deeper significance to it because I knew what my calling in life was. And every day when I would get out of bed, I actually had a purpose and a reason for getting out of bed. I had something that was worth living for. And I didn't have that before I discovered my vocation. But after I discovered my vocation, I had something in my life that I knew had true value, that was worth sacrificing for. You know, each one of us has a purpose for which we're created. And we're going to be restless until we find out what that purpose is. There's always going to be, on a deep level, a sense of unease within us. And we celebrate today the baptism of our Lord. And the baptism was the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. It was a transition point, and he embraced the will of his heavenly Father. He began to do the work that he knew his heavenly Father was calling him to do. So he knew what his purpose was, and he devoted his life to it, knowing all the sacrifices that would entail, and ultimately the sacrifice of his life. But he said yes. He embraced the will of his heavenly Father. And so the baptism marked the end of his hidden life, his life that he spent in Nazareth as part of the Holy Family, and the beginning of his public ministry. And when we find our vocation, when we find what God is calling us to do, everything will fall into place in our lives. And I'm sure some of us here in this church have found that calling, and they know with clarity, you know, what God is calling them to do. And there might be others who are still searching and who don't know what God is calling them to do in life. And there might be some of us who know what our calling is, but we might have drifted and need to renew our focus and revitalize what God is calling us to do in our lives. And in that, for some people, that might be the priesthood. For some people, it might be the consecrated or religious life or the diaconate. For many people, it's the sacrament of holy matrimony. And they're called to dedicate their lives to marriage and to raising a family. And some people are called to various roles of service, you know, whether it's teaching or work for the poor or the military or some other form of service. But regardless of where we're at, I encourage each one of us to reflect back on our own baptism. It's in our baptism that we became adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And that's what our true and our fundamental identity is. At the deepest level, we are children of God. And that's the gift that we received at our baptism. And in our gospel today, John the Baptist says that the Messiah would baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So baptism not only makes us part of God's family, but he also, Jesus Christ, pours out the fire of the Holy Spirit upon us, so that we can live our calling, whatever God is calling us to do in our lives, so that we can do that passionately and with fire, not in a mediocre way, but in a committed way, where we're willing to sacrifice whatever Jesus Christ calls us to do for our mission in this life. And so he offers us the grace that we need so that we can thrive in our vocations. So for those who are called to the married life and those with families, you know, we're called to be willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of our families. And so I encourage us to renew our commitment to our family and to renew what it means to be a husband and a wife and a father and a mother or a sibling and a member of a family and all the sacrifices that come with that. And to call upon the graces that we receive first in our baptism and then the full outpouring of those graces in confirmation. To call upon those graces to enliven us in our vocations. And for those who are called to the priesthood or to the consecrated or religious life or the diaconate or some other role of service, pray for the graces to be on fire in that vocation, to be willing to sacrifice on a deeper and a deeper level for the sake of that vocation. And for those who are still searching for what God is calling us to do in life, or maybe we're in a transition phase in our life and we think that God is calling us to something deeper, to pray for the openness to do whatever God calls us to without putting conditions on them. Now, Jesus Christ, when he was baptized at the Jordan, he fully embraced the will of the Heavenly Father. And each one of us are called to do that. And when we do that, we find meaning and we find purpose in our life that we're not going to find if we don't know and if we don't discover what our vocation is. If we think of ourselves, and this might be a good meditation for us to do this week, to think of ourselves at the end of our lives, at our last breath, knowing that we're about to leave this world and that we'll soon stand before Jesus Christ. When we look back on our lives, what do we want to see? You know, do we want to say that we lived our lives in selfishness, just following our own pursuits all along? Or do we want to say that we devoutly followed God's will for our lives and embraced a life of sacrificial love? That we lived a life that we were willing to sacrifice whatever our Lord was calling us to do to fulfill his mission? And I pray that we might embrace the graces and call upon a renewed outpouring of the graces that we received in our baptism and in our confirmation, so that those graces will be renewed and again richly poured out upon us, so that we can live as Jesus Christ did, embracing the will of our Heavenly Father and living a life of devotion and a life of love and sacrifice for the sake of the will of our Heavenly Father.